All right, now, all of a sudden it sounds much noisier because we have Cobra roaming around the stands.
And Corby! He,
with the wireless microphone. Now, he is on the side decidedly marked by Angels fans here at Surprise Stadium. Cobra, do you have us?
Yes, I do have you. Do you have me?
Mm-hmm. You're sounding so good.
Am I really?
Yes.
Clean?
Crystal clear, Cobra.
Okay, the girls that you pointed out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it looks like that the one on the end is holding a baby.
Even better.
And she looks like to be about a 12-year-old. So I think that the girl.
A nanny.
Yeah, less me.
There we go. How's that?
It seems like that there's, I don't know, there's. I got a lot of conflict going
there's
down there.
There's not a lot of chicks in the crowd.
What
man.
Is the deal? These are the Angels, man.
I know.
These are the smoking hot Angels. But no, there's not.
Must boy, not be that smoking hot.
No, I don't think they are.
Well, do something.
What? Oh, well, now I see Danny. Okay. Danny, if you look down in the. You see me waving at you?
Yeah, I see you.
Okay.
Man, I'm looking everywhere and I see zero. I see an old man with a green hat on.
Yeah. Okay.
Well. I think that's your best bet. Now, on the very, very front row, there's three girls if you walk straight down that aisle.
The aisle.
One to your left. See?
Okay.
You see them all the way down on the very front?
Yeah. Is there an open seat next to them?
There's one behind them. Yeah. There's one behind them. You can sneak up right behind them.
Okay.
There's,
I wish this inning would end.
Two blondes and a girl with her hair in a bun.
Oh, God. Is one of them fat?
I don't know. Maybe she's pregnant. Who can tell?
Hey, are you pregnant the question. Or just fat?
Hey, there's a black guy.
Talk to him.
Hey, he's just a kid. Hey.
Don't even tell him what Danny just said about him.
No, I didn't say anything.
Hey, so what are you guys doing? I see a Ranger fan down here. You guys look like you're what? How old are you guys?
I'm 14.
That's pretty awesome. Is that 8th grade?
No, I'm a freshman.
Where you guys go to school?
Heights High School in Wichita, Kansas.
You guys all Royals fans?
Yeah, you can
say kinda that. It's kind of gay.
I'm rooting for the Angels right now. Is that who we're here right now?
Yeah.
I'm rooting for the Angels a little.
You don't even know who you're watching?
Kansas City Royals. They're from Kansas, so.
Call yourself a baseball fan? Are you guys here on spring break or something?
Yeah, spring break training.
Your parents here?
Nope, just our coaches.
And
our
you guys got a team? Is that what's going on?
We brought the whole team here.
A baseball team, I'm assuming? Not a hockey squad?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I've noticed something now that you guys are in ninth grade. You're all in ninth grade?
Yeah. They're sophomores.
Oh, you're sophomores. Okay, so you guys are totally cooler than these two guys down here. I've noticed that there's a lack of, at this place right now that we're actually at, a lack of women. Have you guys noticed that?
We noticed that very much so, sir.
What the hell's going on here, man?
I like this guy.
Man. I'm confused.
Yeah. I mean, this is supposed to be like ass central, and we can't find any.
Yeah. You're correct. I know, that's what I was
What's
like.
What's his name? Where the bitch is at?
Now, what's your name?
I'm Curtis Witten.
Curtis Witten. Any relation to hard-hitting Mark Witten?
No.
Okay, you know who that is?
No.
Okay, he's a former Major League great. What position you play, Curtis?
I play center field.
Okay.
We could use you.
Yeah. The Rangers could use you. You're a pretty salty player. You highly regarded within the system? You all right? It's not even your favorite. You don't even like baseball, do you?
I like baseball. But
you're here trying to chase chicks, aren't you?
Yeah.
I like your honesty,
right.
Curtis. I really like
Hard
your honesty.
Hit Curtis Witten.
Yeah. Now, what about the dude with the Ranger hat down there? What's his story? Are you a Ranger fan?
No, I just like the colors. I'm a Jayhawk.
Oh, you're a Jayhawk guy. Okay. Is everybody Jayhawk fans here?
No.
Yeah.
No?
I just lost money to this dude the other day.
Really? You thought, who were they playing, like Norfolk State?
Purdue.
Oh, that's Purdue, and you were betting on Purdue? No, that was stupid of
what
you,
did
Curtis.
What think of Frank Martin?
That was stupid of you. You guys like Frank Martin?
No.
Nobody likes Frank Martin? A little crazy, huh? Crazy eyes?
You don't like Frank Martin?
Screw all right, I'm going to go down here and talk to some girls, okay?
They're scared of Frank Martin.
If I'm successful, I'll introduce you guys to him, okay?
Okay.
Done?
Yeah.
You guys all got girlfriends back at home?
A few.
A few?
A few.
I bet you do, hard-hitting Curtis Witten.
Keep slinging.
All right, boys. We'll see you. Some good kids.
Yeah, hard-hitting Curtis Whitten.
Okay, let's go down here to these broads.
Well, I love that, too.
They might be a little...
They're all waving at their... Oh, they're definitely players.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right.
Excuse me. Excuse me, sir.
Like I hate you.
Total radio celebrity coming through. And stepping over and sitting next to you. Hi there, ma'am. My name is Corby Davidson. I'm with the Ticket radio station in Dallas. I would like to say hello first off.
Hello, how are you?
What is your name?
I'm Lisa Cavanaugh.
Lisa Cavanaugh?
Yeah.
And what brings you here to Surprise?
The Angels.
You an Angel fan?
I'm an absolute Angel fan. Been for about 8 years.
Now, where are you originally from?
I'm from Palm Desert.
Okay, so why are you a newish Angels fan? Were you a fan of somebody else before?
Oh, no, I've been an Angel fan for about 8 years.
Okay, well, that's newish.
Oh.
I mean, if you were 8 years old, then yeah, but you know, you're not. So.
No, I was never a baseball fan until I met the Angels one night about 8 years ago.
The whole team?
Met the Angels. That sounds like an interesting evening. What happened?
Oh, it was.
Where'd you meet them?
Spring training.
Oh, out here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, what happened within the meeting?
Just went to some games and met some of the team and became an Angel fan.
So are you friends with some of the players now or former players maybe?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Can you drop names on me?
No.
Why not, sweetie? Come on. We're all friends here. We're all white friends.
Yeah, right. No.
Have you had any interaction with them?
No, absolutely not. I mean, as far as interaction, meaning...
Dating like them. On Facebook or something like that?
Oh, no. No, just coming to the games.
Intercourse?
Michael!
I'm sorry, I'm getting some mixed signals in my headphones.
You damn sure are.
So how long do you spend time out here? Are you out here like for all 6 weeks of spring training? Do you pick and choose your week?
I come out every year for spring training, about, like I said, the last 8 years. But I go to the Angels games.
Only Angels, so you go all over?
No, just in Anaheim.
I'm saying you'll go to Mesa and go to Scottsdale. You'll travel with the Angels.
Yes, I was in Tempe at the game on Saturday and now here today.
You hate the Dodgers?
No, I don't hate the Dodgers. I just, when Tommy Lasorda was with them, I love the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah?
Do you hate the Lakers?
You hate the Lakers?
I love the Lakers.
You do?
I love the Lakers. I'm a Kobe fan.
You're a Kobe fan, okay.
You ever met him?
All right, well, it's been very nice talking to you.
Ask her about CJ.
I got to drop. Oh, yeah, you know CJ Wilson, the newest Angel?
Yes, that's his girlfriend sitting next to me.
Really?
Oh, there she goes. Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going up there. Okay.
Oh, my. She's running away.
She won't run away from me. Watch how nice
you can't let her get away from you.
Sweet.
You can't let her get away.
It's okay. I'm not going to ask you anything untoward, okay? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Are you from around here?
I'm from Brazil, but I live in New York.
Oh, you live in New York?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So where did you and CJ meet?
We met in L.A.
In L.A.?
Yeah, Los Angeles, the city of angels.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. How long have you been here in the States?
Almost 7 years.
Tell her we're old friends of CJ's.
We're old friends of CJ. We're from Texas. So we've known him for quite some time. He's a good kid. Good, solid kid.
He's great.
Now, do you find yourself to be straight edge as well, like CJ?
I am.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Good for you. Could you land a plane as well?
What?
Could you land a plane? Like, could you fly a plane?
No, that's his thing. Not yet.
Really?
Do you read a lot of books?
I'll ask him to teach me.
Have you ever taken you racing?
Have you ever sword fought with him? Fought swords?
No.
Fought swords?
I think he's a sword fighter. I think that's the last time we talked to him. He liked to fight with swords.
Do you read a lot of books?
Well, that's new for me.
Do you read a lot of books?
I try. I read a lot of magazine about beauty stuff, so...
Do you see that CJ reads a lot of books? Like,
he's a
voracious reader?
Loves to read.
Now, what about television? Do you guys like to watch TV together?
Not so much. He hasn't been watching TV since November.
What happened with that?
He used to have
He's
a real
super
big
busy.
TV.
He's have a lot of projects going on. And,
back in Texas,
you know,
he had a
training
huge
a lot
TV.
And other stuff.
What about a 70-inch TV?
So no time for TV, but reading. He's reading a lot.
That's good. He had a 70-inch TV, I know, back in Texas, at least when I was over at his place last time.
Yeah.
That's too bad to give that up. Now, were you guys together when he was with the Rangers?
No. We We met 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. So this is a new thing.
This is new love.
Thing, yes.
Okay. Now, how old are you?
I'm 23.
23.
How long have you been modeling?
How long have you been modeling?
8 years.
Oh, my God. Since you were two.
My. How time flies.
Sorry, my math is bad.
Yeah.
So do your parents want you to come back home? Like, I mean, is this a bad thing? Your parents are still in Brazil?
They still in Brazil. Well, they support everything that I do. So if I stay here, they'll be okay. If I'm happy, they'll be happy.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I do. I have 2 great sisters. One of them lives
in New
York.
Are they in the
New
business?
And the other one back in Brazil.
Are they supermodels?
Are they models as well?
No.
No, they're just normal people?
Well, we all normal.
Well, I mean, like, you know, with models and stuff, you kind of get elevated to another stratosphere almost.
Is she a supermodel?
They study, so they're going
Do you have any secret powers?
Different direction.
Okay, that's cool. Do you consider yourself a supermodel?
Yes.
What powers do you have?
You do?
Yes.
Now, what's your best power as a supermodel?
My confidence.
Your what?
Confidence.
Oh, you're a very confident lady?
Are you? Can you breathe underwater? Like Aquaman.
I know what I want in life.
What is it? What's the ultimate goal for you in life? Happiness?
Happiness.
Kids?
Kids, for sure. Family. I want to build a family, so that's my biggest goal.
CJ has no interest in that. I'm telling you.
4 kids?
Yeah. Does CJ
know
this?
Oh, my God, you understand that. That could wreck your modeling career.
It's fine.
It could wreck any career. You're cool with that? You want to be a mommy?
I want to be a mommy.
Does CJ know this?
I don't know.
Does she know what happens
he
when
does
women
now.
Have babies?
Yeah, you haven't talked about that yet?
No, not yet.
That's okay.
Does she know what happens when women have babies?
Mike, I think she knows what happens when women have babies. She's a 23-year-old woman. I'm sorry. Look up there. I'm talking to these guys up there. Wave to her. See him up there? Yeah.
What is that she's wearing?
Yeah, is that a serape?
Is that what are you wearing? What do you call this? Some sort of shawl over thingy?
This is, how do you say?
Serape.
Serape?
No, it's
Afghan
poncho
shawl.
Shali.
Diaper.
I forgot the word in English.
What is it in Brazilian?
Shoulder diaper.
Portuguese.
Scarf.
Sharp. Mm. That's cool.
Is
That's
CJ cool. bothered by her accent?
Does CJ like your accent?
He loves it. He tells me every day he loves my accent.
Does she like
makes
his?
Makes me super happy.
Do you like his accent?
Yes.
Does he have an accent? Do you notice that CJ says the word like a lot?
He can do Dallas accent, which I
kind of talks like this a little bit, kind of tucks it in and says, hey, how's it going, that kind of thing.
Yes, and every time he does it, I laugh so bad.
Do you really?
Yeah. He's really
you laugh so bad? That's cool. That sounds like you guys got a great early relationship. Now, how long are you in town?
I'll be here till Saturday, I think.
Is she friends with
Saturday.
Those other two?
Are you friends with anybody else, angel-wise? Like, have you met some of the other guys?
Not yet.
None of the guys?
Not yet.
He hasn't introduced you?
Not yet. Today, maybe.
Oh, hopefully. Maybe you'll go in the clubhouse and get to meet some of the guys?
Maybe, yes.
It stinks in there.
Yeah, beware. It smells really bad in there. It's like a farm.
Oh, thanks for letting me know.
Farm. Just forewarning you.
A butt farm.
Yes. Just cover up with your thingy, your scarf.
Yeah.
Your expensive Brazilian scarf. Let me ask you this.
Angels fan or?
I'm a Ranger guy.
Good.
Yeah.
I was going to stop talking to you right now.
Oh, you were going to?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm okay with the Angels, but I grew up in Texas, so I'm kind of a Ranger guy.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Now, are you familiar with baseball?
Well, today I learned a lot with the 2 friends that I made up there. They explained me a lot. And CJ, also, he's starting explaining me, you know, the rules, the bases, here and there. So I'm getting, little by little, I'll get it.
Yeah. Now, has he explained third base to you?
Yeah, it's right there.
No, it's actually
I was looking somewhere else.
It's actually down there, sweetheart.
Okay, so you know first, second, and third base?
Yes.
What's your favorite?
The pitcher and base.
The what? The pitcher and base?
The pitcher base.
Where the pitcher is staying.
The mound.
Oh, yeah, the mound. The pitcher's mound.
Yeah.
Yes, pitcher's mound.
So if CJ said, hey, let's go to third base, you'd be cool with that? Like, just sit there on third base?
Wherever he tells me to go.
Wow.
That's a good woman.
You know what? That's the kind of woman I need.
Yeah. What about?
I got to tell you, that is. Have you guys been to any good restaurants around here?
He took me to the best sushi place ever.
He's a big sushi nut.
He's a big
sushi. In Phoenix or in Scottsdale?
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale.
Yes. Yeah. We went there last year.
Wait. Phoenix. because we drove around like 40 minutes. That's, so it was a little bit far away from where he is right now. He's in Scottsdale.
Yes.
So I think it was in Phoenix.
Wow.
Amazing. The chef there was wow.
Yeah, we had it last year. It was really good.
And today he promised me he was going to take me to the
no matter what
In-N-Out
she says.
In-N-Out Burger.
Say get the pulled pork nachos.
In-N-Out Burger?
Something like that.
Yeah, do you like hamburgers?
I love hamburgers.
Good for you. You'll like In-N-Out. It's kind of the it's kind of known around here as the best fast food hamburger.
But get the pulled pork nachos.
Yeah, get the pulled pork nachos.
So, I mean, we eat really healthy, but, you know.
You got to splurge at some point,
get
you know,
the
eat something
meat.
Unhealthy.
Yeah, and he told me that it's one of the best
get the moist
places to burger, so might try it.
Or s'mores.
Now, have you worked out with CJ? Do you guys have the same workout, like treadmill or?
Well, not really, no.
Excuse me.
No? What do you like to do when you work out?
I love to dance. I do Pilates. I do yoga. I do kickboxing. I do a little bit of everything. I do capoeira.
What's that? What's capoeira?
It's a Brazilian martial arts.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's a dance martial arts. You can kick people.
Okay. Keeps you healthy.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for the butt.
Good for the butt?
Bottom.
Well, I'm all for what's good for the butt.
Wish her luck and move on.
All right, sweetie. Hey, it's good talking to you. It's been a pleasure. You're a very, very interesting
what's
lady.
Your name?
Good luck
what's
with
name?
CJ. What's your name?
Lizala.
Lizala?
Yes.
That's
all right,
beautiful.
Lizala. Well, good luck. Yeah. You know that we're talking about it. Good luck with your bottom.
Thank you.
Bottom. It's good talking to you.
Bottom.
What are the odds?
Bottom.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
What are the odds?
That was great. Good job.
See there?
Way to go, Snake.
See what happens when you actually do something with
That's
your
right.
life?
That is the wonders of wireless. It
yes.
worked for you all, right?
Let
there.
Me tell you something.
What?
First off, she will hear about this, and someone's going to get really pissed.
Yep, and it's going to get back to us, and we might get banned again.
And she is the hottest girl I have seen in this city in 10 years, and it's not even close, and it makes me crazy.
Yeah. And he pitched like 4 clean innings today, too.
Did you guys get a load of how hot she was?
It's hard to tell, but you can tell she's got that model-y kind of thing. We're looking at oh, dear crap in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get up here and look at Google Images.
I don't want to. I just saw her from 1 inch.
Yeah, but
and you know what?
Not with this blouse.
Dude, did you not see what she was showing underneath that scarf?
No, what?
Oh, my God. I'm going to come up and blow my head off, okay?
All right.
All right, you might as well.